I can remember all too clearly my elementary school PE class. This was far and away my least favorite 45 minutes of the day. This may come as a shock to you, but I am not athletic in any way, shape, or form. It's okay to giggle at that one. I'm not coordinated. I am not fast. My reflexes are virtually non-existent, and I can barely walk and talk at the same time without falling over. So participating in any sports is literally my nightmare. Now, you add to the fact that I was short, I was a girl, and I was chubby. And so inevitably, I would always, and I do mean always, be among the last ones picked for any team, any game, anything. Didn't matter. Soccer, dodgeball, relay races, it didn't matter. There I would stand, awkwardly waiting for one of the team captain's super jocks to very reluctantly call out my name. It was humiliating. I hated every single minute of PE class, knowing that I would just be standing there while person after person after person was chosen before me. It was absolutely crushing to my view of myself, my self-esteem, and my confidence. As a kid, there are only a few things worse than feeling unwanted, unneeded, or even worse, feeling like you were a detriment. I tell you, standing there as more and more of my classmates were chosen, and they would all stand there together looking back at us poor losers who hadn't been picked yet, and I felt such loneliness, such feelings of shame and fear and unworthiness. And you know, I hope that no one would ever have to feel that way. I wish that every person living would know the joy of being wholeheartedly loved and accepted and treasured for exactly who and what they are. Not that they're perfect, because none of us are, but because they're enough. Enough to be worthy of love, enough to be worthy of attention, enough to be worthy of being needed and wanted. And friends, I think that's one of the most beautiful things about baptism. That is what God offers to everyone living in the sacrament of the water. God calls out to each of us at our baptism and claims us as God's own. Beloved sons and daughters, we are not alone. We are not left in our shame and in our weakness. We are not unworthy or unwanted. We are chosen. We are loved, and we are needed. No one is the last kid picked when it comes to baptism. But as we think about baptism and what it means, we cannot just think about what it means for me and for you without looking at the baptism of Christ and thinking what it meant for him. For it is this moment with Jesus and John at the Jordan that this act of washing with water became holy, became sacred, and set apart. You know, baptism wasn't a new thing at that point in time. Jews had a ritual of washing for converts to Judaism, and there were also other washing rituals and traditions for other moments in life. But what John was preaching at the river, it was something new. He was preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. That's what he was talking about. Repenting of sin and washing of water as a symbol of us not carrying around our past wrongs, but moving forward in forgiveness and in grace. So if that's what John was preaching and teaching about baptism, What brought Jesus there that day? Matthew says in the very first verse that we read, he says, Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized. That's why he came. And he had to travel quite a ways to get to this spot on the river. It wasn't like he just was going to town and happened by John. He had to deliberately travel to get there. This was intentional. He sought this out. Jesus deliberately came to where John was preaching and baptizing so that he could be baptized. And it leads many of us to wonder why. Jesus had no need to repent after all. He was sinless. And if John was only talking about repentance of sins, then why did Jesus need to be baptized? I think Jesus' baptism shows us that this sacred act is about more than just turning away from sin. In fact, scholars see three things in Jesus' baptism, and I think they apply to all of us today. First, let's think about this. This was the act where Jesus stepped away from his quiet, personal family life. He had left his home and his family to pick up his cross of service to the world. He had to leave behind what he knew, what was comfortable, what was normal, to begin to live the life that God was calling him to live. This was an act of obedience to God. There is submission in baptism. The act of baptism is a symbol of death and new birth. Now, of course, in Jesus' time, it was the full immersion down at the river, right? As people were lowered under the water, that was the symbol of death and being in the tomb. And as they were raised back up, that is the symbol of new life, of resurrection. Now, we, of course, sprinkle. We don't always do the full dunk. But the symbol still is there. We have to die to ourselves in order to live into what yet may be. Baptism is a threshold, a doorway, an entrance into our calling as Christ followers. Now, secondly, we talked about this idea of repentance of sin. Jesus didn't come to repent of his sin because he had none. But in this first act of his public ministry, it's in his first step as Messiah, Savior, and Redeemer, he is baptized for the sins of the world. Jesus' redemptive work didn't begin on the cross and end in the empty tomb. Jesus' work began before he was born into the flesh, and it continues on today, tomorrow, and forever. But this baptism, this washing with water as a symbol of God's grace and mercy, is a message to us all. God's grace is available to us because of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the third thing that scholars see in Jesus' baptism is that Jesus was blessed, anointed, and consecrated for the ministry that he would embark on from that day forward. Baptism sets us apart. We are the chosen ones. We are the blessed ones. We are the ones that God has sent to do his work in the world. Now, as we look at those three things, we can see that, yeah, Jesus did need to be baptized. Not because he was sinful, but because baptism is about more than just washing us from our sin. Baptism leads us into a new life of disciples, as Jesus Christ. Yes, it washes our sins, and baptism marks us as God's children doing God's work in the world. You know, our baptism liturgy that we always say when someone is being baptized, it talks about these three steps, but it uses slightly more flowery language. where we say that baptism is a threshold from the old life into a new life as Christ followers, our liturgy says that we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are initiated. We are brought in. It is an entrance to our life with Christ and walking away from our life without him. Secondly, we say that the baptism washes us of our sin. The liturgy says we are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation. We are brought in. We become a part of the action of God as God is saving all of creation. We are now a part of that which is saved. And then our liturgy says that we are given new birth through water and the Spirit. We are born into this new life to live for God, to work for God in this world. And then we get to the beautiful promise of the liturgy. It says, all of this is God's gift offered to us without price. Well, at least without our having to pay the price. Because the price has already been paid. We get to simply receive the gift. And it is indeed a gift to walk with God through this world, to know from our innermost being that God loves us, called out to us, received us with open arms, and walks with us along the way. We are never forgotten or left behind, or alone. We are loved. We are cherished. We are children of our heavenly parent. This is the gift that keeps on giving. The grace that just keeps on flowing. The love that just keeps on pouring out on us. God keeps calling us. God keeps forgiving us. And God keeps loving us. And so it is only good and right that from time to time we stop and remember and remind ourselves not only of God's commitment to us, but also of our commitment to God. And so as we move into our time of baptismal remembrance, I ask all of you, do you acknowledge here today that you are willing to answer God's call on your life? Will you do all that you can to follow where God leads you? Will you strive to live as a faithful follower of Jesus Christ? If so, say, I do. And I ask you before God and this congregation to acknowledge that you have fallen short of the mark, that you have sinned against others, against yourselves, and against God. Do you seek to be better? Do you wish and strive to live more and more in the ways of love as Jesus taught? If so, say, I do. And lastly, do you recognize your responsibility to God to work to make the world more and more as God intended it to be, to share the good news of Jesus Christ with others? Will you do all that you can to fulfill your role in God's restoration of the world? If so, say, I will. Brothers and sisters in Christ, God is calling out to us once again to come to the waters, to feel the cool, refreshing, and cleansing flow, to hear once more God say to you, you are my beloved child. In you I am well pleased. If you wish to today, you can come forward to remember your baptism, to be thankful, to dip your hands in the water, remembering the entrance into this life of Christ, to mark yourself with the sign of the cross as a means of saying, Lord, I am willing to pick up my cross and follow where you lead. And to feel the water wash and renew you as we go forth. So please come to the water.